Loren peered through the scope. The web was one of the densest they'd seen so far, with hundreds of the hexes linked in a multi-limbed structure vaguely reminiscent of one individual hex, spinning slowly against the backdrop of the planet below. The limbs whipped and snapped, flinging hexes at far-off targets and scooping up replacements from the debris cloud around it. The pod Jet had spotted was drifting behind the main body, its retros damaged. The interior light flashed rapidly on and off, spelling out a call for help in Mon Calamari blink code.
"Easily,"
said Loren, knowing nothing would make Shigar happier than killing more hexes. Except, of course, finding the Grand Master.
"See those concentrations near the center?" Shigar said. "That's the best place to hit. Take them out and the structure will tear itself apart."
"Affirmative."
Loren flexed real and prosthetic hands around the cannon grips, ready for action.
"Launches!"
said Ula, as the ship roared forward. Loren glanced at telemetry just long enough to take a quick snapshot of the wider battlefield. It was dominated by several overlapping debris fields in low orbit over Sabaddon, the largest centered on where the Corellia had broken apart. The safe segment of the Republic fleet and several dozen escape pods were now well clear of danger, regrouping near the planet's rocky moon. The Imperial fleet was in the process of splitting in two, as uninfected ships copied the Republic's tactic of retreat. Two squadrons of Imperial fighters were disabling the engines of several vessels, so they couldn't spread their infection by ramming or detonating nearby. Loren approved of the tactic. She might have suggested it herself had not the infected Republic ships seemed so intent on targeting the Empire. Republic fighters swarmed around the uninfected section of the fleet, keeping the hexes at bay. Defying gravity and distance, some actually managed to reach that far. If just one was carrying a nest, the infection could take root all over again. Her mind latched onto that thought, and for an instant she was back on Hutta, staring at the droid factory, and the Sith blade was flashing like a crimson lightning bolt past her eyes all over again. Her fingers fell with the comlink to the metal floor, and a scream of pain boiled in her throat. She blinked, and was back in the present. The scream remained. Launches, Ula had said. She focused on that instead. Five missiles were rising through the atmosphere of Sabaddon, launched separately in groups of two and three. The first pairing was aimed at the Imperial forces. The others, she was relieved to see, were aimed nowhere near the Auriga Fire or the rest of the Republic fleet. They appeared, in fact, to be aimed nowhere at all. The possible motives of Lima Zandrit and her followers fell from Loren's mind as the Auriga Fire came within range of the giant Hex agglomeration. She did as Shigar had suggested, putting bolt after bolt into the nearest internal cluster. That had a satisfactory effect at first. The Hex's combined mirror shield defense was soon overwhelmed, and the cluster began to look decidedly threadbare, like a crater-riddled moon on the verge of collapse. But then, once again, the Hexes demonstrated their ability to adapt in the face of a threat. The cluster rearranged itself into a stubby tube, with one flat end pointing at the Auriga Fire. Loren fired at the tube as a matter of course, and the mirror shields flashed into life, catching the laser bolt and channeling it along the tube's center. The bolt ricocheted backward and forward, joining others she fired after it, until the whole tube began to glow. She took her remaining thumb off the trigger just as the tube released all the energy it contained in a single powerful pulse, aimed back at the Auriga Fire.